200 dead despite Eid ceasefire in Syria. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. The four-day ceasefire between Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's regime and the rebel Free Syrian Army, FSA, was in tatters yesterday, just 2 days into the holy Eid al-Adha holiday. The United Nations Special Envoy, Lakhdar Brahimi, arranged the ceasefire last week to allow all Syrians to celebrate Eid. Mr. Brahimi also hoped a four-day cessation of hostilities would provide a window for talks to extend the truce. However, fighting broke out on both sides early on Friday, including in the capital Damascus. Both sides are blaming the other for breaking the ceasefire. The FSA told reporters that Syrian forces have been pounding Damascus and Aleppo. A jet fighter strike killed 8 people in an attack on the capital. Reports are that over 32,000 people have been killed in the fighting since the civil war began in March 2011. Recent events have seen the conflict spill over Syria's borders. Turkey launched rockets into Syria for days after a Syrian shell killed 5 Turks in a border village. Tensions have heightened in neighbouring Lebanon, where a large part of the population supports the Syrian leadership. The BBC reported that Lebanon risks being torn apart by the conflict. Al-Qaeda has called on Muslims everywhere to support Syrians in their fight against what it described as al-Assad's murderous, cancerous regime. Russia and China are refusing to back the United States, France, and others in calling for greater international intervention.